Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie crisscrossed the country this year, devoting more than 100 days to visiting 36 states, all in efforts to bolster his profile in advance of a potential presidential run and appear on behalf of fellow Republicans running for office last month. The Republican Governors Association likely picked up his travel expenses, but New Jersey watchdog reporter Mark Lagerquist is among state superior court plaintiffs hoping to compel Christie to open up about attending costs that fell to New Jersey taxpayers. Mark, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
My pleasure.
What other expenses are still open to dispute?
Perhaps the biggest expense is the expense of the state police security that follows him wherever he goes.
So they go with him regardless of where he is?
Exactly.
How much money could that be?
We don't have any idea. They won't release the records. In some cases, they say they don't even have the records.
I thought there was something called open records laws.
Well, open records laws work if the governor obeys them, of course. What we find when we make a request, for example, records like this, is there's basically three obstacles. Number one, the first thing they'll do is say, we don't understand the request. We don't understand what you're asking for. The second line is the governor is exempt from state travel regulations. And the third line of defense is these records don't exist, but even if they do, the governor doesn't have them.
What do you hope the court will do to address this situation?
We would like to see what this cost. We'd like to see the records. Who knows what's in the records? But we're dealing with a governor who, when he took office, he said, today is a new era in transparency and accountability in government. Well, we're going to hold his feet to the fire. We're going to see how transparent he is. We're going to see how accountable he is.
And we've learned in your article that there is precedent focusing on Christie first as U.S. attorney.
Travel records for Christie is a sensitive topic. When he was a U.S. attorney assigned into New Jersey, when he would travel with costs that exceeded the norm. But basically what happened was is the Inspector General of the Justice Department did a study of all U.S. attorneys, and they found that Christie had exceeded the standard rates for travel and lodging more than any other U.S. attorney in the United States.
To what extent do other governors or politicians also bend the rules in this regard? Not that it's excusing it, but perhaps explaining it.
In my experience, most governors are more upfront about these records than we're seeing from the Christie administration.
And perhaps because they know those records are accessible, it compels that elected official to think twice before generating perhaps controversial costs associated with travel.
True. And there's one other thing, too. I mean, what I think is unique is Christie declaring that he is exempt from his own travel regulations. I have not seen that in another state.
To what extent have you been able to reach out to the administration to ask them to square this disparity between the desire to have an open administration and yet this seems to be obscured in some semblance of secrecy?
Well, the governor's office isn't returning our phone calls on this one, nor are they returning the phone calls of the other plaintiffs who are seeking similar records.
Is it, in your mind, the amount of money or the general idea of not being accessible and open that's really driving your impetus to pursue this?
When a public official tells me I can't have what should be a public record, I obviously want to see that record. We don't know what's in that record, but there's, in addition to the amount of money, there's a principle here at stake.
That principle being?
Well, that principle being, if somebody becomes governor of New Jersey and he says this is a new era of transparency and accountability, well, we would like to see that.
Most pundits would probably agree that Christie has largely emerged from a year-long scrutiny regarding the George Washington Bridge closures. Does this now have the potential to be an issue that might rise to that level of notoriety?
It depends what's in the travel records. I mean, with Bridgegate, you understood that a lot of people back, weren't able to get to where they were going, and there was a political motive behind it. This is different. This goes more towards accountability and the cost of government and the transparency of government.
Mark, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
My pleasure.
Mark Lagerquist is a New Jersey watchdog reporter.